Show me your tips.
Hello. Happy weekend, everyone, and welcome along to the pilot episode one of Show Us Your Tips. The premise is we discuss some angles and viewpoints and stats on each week's sport and action, focusing mainly on AFL this week with the finals on the horizon. We'll have a few laughs, get a few guests on, and we do the homework, so hopefully you don't have to. And in the process, we're going to put on two wackies at the end after we go through all the AFL games this week and hopefully pull a few quid in your pocket. Coming up over the next 2 weeks, we'll be launching our Euro football pod, discussing some teams to watch in Europe if you're into the soccer. But right now, all the focus is on the AFL with finals on the horizon. The Aussie winter is lighting up with some action. So we'll look at each game and at the end put some selections up for two wackies. One will be a long shot and one will hopefully be a banker, which we'll call a piggy bank banker. So first on to Friday night, we've got St Kilda v Carlton. It's game one under the superhero Friday night lights of Marvel Stadium. We all know how much Richmond love playing there. And St Kilda are chasing a finals berth against an inconsistent and unpredictable Carlton side. Last week, over in the West, Saints forward King hit max power. He terrorised the Eagles' backline and plundered a half dozen goals in Optus Stadium. Speedy Dan Butler got in on the action too with two goals. And uncharacteristically for St Kilda, Tim Memory had a quiet day in the office with just a solitary goal. Carlton, on the other hand, they were victims of a Kanga bashing as North Melbourne's young Nick Larkey, he showed the comp all he could do. He booted a career-high 7 goals in that game. Carlton's tally of 77 was largely thanks to Paddy Cripps. He sort of filled in as a big, tall forward at times in the absence of Harry. He got 3 goals for himself. And rock steady Eddie Betts, he succumbed to injury and he didn't finish the game, and he finished with 0 goals too. Nunes and Kennedy, the duo, held themselves to a duo of goals. And little Zach Fisher, he looked lively, he got a goal, but he failed and blasted 3 behinds. And the ever dependable Owies this year, he grabbed himself a goal for Carlton as well. So they're ones to watch. For the win, despite the prospects of big Harry McKay and big Eddie Betts returning for Carlton, we're tipping the Saints here. Disposal chase is just a word of warning. Be wary of Sam Walsh. He was tagged last week and nullified, much to the dismay of many AFL fantasy players. Could Carlton try to do something similar? Or could not Carlton, sorry. Could St Kilda try to do something similar and stop Walsh? Because in essence, you stop Sam Walsh, you stop that Carlton midfield. So our highlight picks for this one, we're going to go Max King for 2 goals, a speedy Dan Butler for a goal, and Carlton's Owies and Zach Fisher for a goal apiece. On to Saturday, Bulldogs v Crows. First against 15th here. Doggies only losing 1 of the last 5 and coming off a really impressive win against this year's form side Melbourne Demons. Adelaide looked like they were on the beach until last week, but they managed to win against the Hawks. More from them later. The big news headline makers this week with Clerco running off into the hills with $1 million in his back burner. But back to this game, goals wise. Hard to really bet the Doggies forwards. They're selfless and efficient. They share amongst themselves. And last week against a formidable D's defence, Bruce, Hannon, Norton, Ponte all kicked 2 goals apiece. While McRae looked like himself again, getting over 30 disposals. Daniel and Ponte over 30 disposals as well. Will a Doggy win looking like a banker here though? And their forwards sort of sharing the spoils each week. The value here may well be with the Crows players to get us some goals and try and get them into an acky. So we're seeking a money booster for the multis and a risky enough pick maybe with Fogarty to boot 2 goals. He's done that though in his last 2 games. The Keys, who is a standout midfielder for the Crows this year, sort of having a breakout year. He is good for a goal too. He's done it in half his games this year. Next game, Saturday, Kangas v Cats. North Melbourne, intriguing of late, seem to have sort of turned a corner. Some of their young players coming of age, especially Larky, as we mentioned, getting an eye-watering 7 goals last week. So as you would imagine, he's going to get plenty of attention from the Cats defence this week. This one is in the windy, tranquil city of Hobart and Tassie, so the weather may impact the go-getters. It's said to be a 70% chance of rain down there in Hobart. The Kangas have some big outs. Ben Cunnington, we wish him all the best after he underwent surgery. Hope he makes a speedy recovery. And the explosive Taron Thomas, who plundered 4 goals, 23 disposals last week, really making a name for himself. He's out of this one with concussion. For the Cats, Cameron and Duncan won't be seeing them. So long-term outs, Duncan may not play again this year. And to add to Chris Scott's worries, Myers re-injured that right fibula he fractured earlier this year. Last week, near the end of the game, and he faces a stint on the sidelines. Doubt we'll be seeing him again this year either. Picks in this one. The last man to kick 3 goals or more against the Cats' miserly defence was the Bombers stringer way back in round 16. So we're going to go safe enough, Larky, to grab 2 goals for the Kangas. And Air Sava, as Sava Radicalia in his new forward role in the absence of Cameron, to grab 2 goals for Geelong. He seems to be kicking straight of late. Let's hope he keeps it going. Next game, no fear of rain in this one. The Suns v the Demons. Unfortunately, though, there is rain for someone, and that's Isaac Rankin. The selectors have rained on his parade, and he has been axed for this one. And he'll be playing VFL this week. The 2018 number 3 draft pick has been well below his explosive standards. He's only kicked 1 goal in his last 6 appearances. So replacing him is another exciting prospect. Sharpshooter Joel Jeffrey, who produced an epic performance in the VFL last week, smashing down the selection door with a 9-goal haul. Can he repeat it in the big time? That's the question. The Suns will need all the firepower they can muster against the D's, who'll be looking to rebound after last week's defeat to the Doggies. The D's have no doubt been the form side of this year, but a few cracks, it could be fair to say, are beginning to appear of late. And we're going to hope for some more seismic activity. We're back in the Suns on the line here. So give me a head start. In the goal markets, Ben King for a double. Jeffrey to grab 1 after coming up from the VFL. With the D's, Pickett we like for 2 or more. And Petraka to at least manage 1 between the sticks. The Pies versus the Eagles. Possibly the hardest game to call this week. The Eagles on their travels are like an ice cream in the bath. Messy, but sometimes nice for a lick. The Swans inflicted a massacre on them in Geelong's back garden back in round 16. But they won at the Adelaide Oval in round 18 when Cripps produced a fantastic 5-goal show. There's rain expected in the west for this one, so again, watch out if you're going for high goal kickers. Picks in this one for the Pies. We are tipping 18-year-old Ollie Henry to hit 2 or more. The starlet has shown composure well beyond his years of late. He had 2 goals against Port and 3 goals against Carlton. He's the younger brother of Geelong's Jack Henry. He's a swagger of Bolam and a sprinkle of razzmatazz. For the Eagles, we like Cripps for 1 or more and JK for at least a double. Next one. Now, this is a toughie too. Bombers v Swans. Last game on Saturday sees this intriguing clash. With the Swans facing the finals, chasing Bombers. The Bombers' lacklustre loss to GWS last weekend sent them out of the top 8, and they face a daunting rampage in Swans on Saturday night. Lance Franklin looms large for the Bombers, with the champion Swans forward overturning his 1-match ban for striking to be cleared to face Eston this weekend. This club is the one Lance loves. In his illustrious career, he has kicked 73 goals from 17 games against Eston. Repeat, 73 goals from 17 games. On the other hand, a man who is out of form is Anthony McDonald Tippin Woody, with the electric, usually electric, small forward in a slump, which has seen him kick 5 goals in the past 7 games. And pick up just 5 disposals and no goals in the past 2 weeks. Maybe he can get back going. The Bombers will lead him in this one. Our picks for this: Stringer for a double, Papley to benefit from all the attention Lance will get should he make it there, which is said, all the reports there he's going to play. So we'll go Papley for a double as well. And the elegant Rolls Royce of a midfielder, Luke Parker, he seems to get a goal every week for Sydney, so we tip him for one or more as well. On to the Sunday roast. And first up, Hawks v Brizzy Lions. Whoa, is all we can say. The news breaking on Friday, the time of recording, is the marriage of convenience between Sam Mitchell and Clerco at the Hawks is over. After 17 seasons, the four-time Premiership winning coach is said to be walking out the door with more than $1 million in his back burner. Where is he walking to is the question. Is it the Pies? Is it Carlton? Is it someone else? Be intriguing to watch over the next few months. In Brizzy, there's a bit of news. Cockahoo? Cockatoo? You may ask, the word in the street is the forgotten man Cockatoo is chomping at the bit to get a start at the Lions. Speaking during the week, Lions captain Zorko said the former Geelong midfielder is in the best shape he's ever been since he joined the Lions. The Hawks are Jekyll and Hyde of late, and how will the departure of Clerco affect them as well? It's hard to know. They lost to the Crows last week, but then they draw with the D's the week before. Our picks in this one, though, Mitch Lewis is showing some consistency for the Hawks, bagging two goals in the last two rounds. So we're backing him to keep it going, to kick two again here. For the Lions, we love hotshot Lincoln McCarty. So we reckon he might bag two or more again. But again, another word of warning. This one's in Tassie, so keep an eye out on the weather, where windy conditions may infect the goal getting. GWS v Port. Some big ins for this game, with superstars Toby Green and Orazio Fantasia returning to their respective sides. Tipping a winner here may prove more difficult than many people predict, so be wary. GWS, funny side, often turn it on against the big boys. Our picks in this one: the classy Toby Green for two goals or more, and Fantasia and the pocket rocket Amon to grab at least a goal apiece for Port. And then Frio v Richmond to end the footy feast on Sunday. It's a wounded Docker side facing an out of sorts reigning premiers, Richmond. Fife, Walters, Pearce, Lobb are all out for Frio. Some big outs there. While the Tigers welcome back Prestia and the giant Coleman Jones back to the fold. Picks in this one, again, be wary of muddy nature here. Wet, windy weekend predicted for Perth, Neoptis. But Everton points to a Tiger win in the head-to-head, and the line too is -9.5. You fancy the Tigers do that given the amount of outs Frio have. It is Tabs' 100th game, so maybe he'll get a brace. Monday to help himself to a goal or more, and Darcy to help himself to a goal. The Frio young rook is spending a lot of time in the forward line when he's grabbing the rest, so he should be good for a goal there. For the Tigers, we like two unlikely characters, but they're showing a bit of form. Chol and Castagna to grab a goal apiece. So now we've gone through all the games, and then we put together two bets from these ones we've picked. The first bet, Aki Fourfold, or whatever you like to call it, we call it the Piggy Banker. And the other one is called the Grunter. It's riskier, but the Grunter returns the big returns. As always, please only bet what you can afford to lose. We back our own bets with $10 stakes. So for the Piggy Banker, in the first game we're going to put in here, Suns v D's, we're going to go Gold Coast plus 24.5 on the line. At the time recording, that's paying $1.97. Second one in this bet is the Pies v Eagles game. We're going to go for Josh Kennedy to get two goals or more. That's $1.49, time of recording. Bombers v Swans, Jake Stringer, two goals or more. That's $1.78, time of recording. GWS v Port, Toby Green, two goals or more. Rizzio Fantasia, anytime goal score. And Carl Amon, anytime goal score. That's $4.24. Boost look together. These four selections, you pull them into an Aki. $10 stake returns, just under $190 at the time of recording. So that's the safer one. If you're feeling risky, we call this one the Piggy Bank Buster.
Piggy Bank Buster!
Number one, dogs read crows. So we're going to go Darcy Fogarty, two goals or more, pain and eye-opening, $4.50. In the Kangas Cats game, it's Asava Radigalia, two goals or more, pain $2.30. Pies v Eagles game, Oliver Henry, two goals or more, $4.50. Amazing odds. And last, Bombers v Swans, Papley, two goals or more, pain $1.90. $10 stake on this one, on the Piggy Bank Buster. Fogarty, two goals or more. Cats game, Asava Radigalia, two goals or more. Ollie Henry, two goals or more for Pies v Eagles. Tom Papley, two goals or more against Bowman's for Swans. $10 on that. Will return just over $850 at the time of recording. Well, that's it. Hope you are lucky this week. Again, Piggy Bank Banker is the safe one. Piggy Bank Buster is the risky one. Hopefully we'll get some luck and enjoy what is promising to be a great weekend of footy. Finals is not far away. Stay safe and hopefully we'll catch you soon for some more. We'll catch you for some more episodes. If you want to keep in touch with us on Twitter, our Twitter handle is @showusyourtips_, all the words together, @showusyourtips_. Tell your friends, hit subscribe and we'll see you for another episode soon. Stay safe and remember, don't just show your tips to anyone. Keep your tops on. Show them to us. See you later. Have a good one. Bye-bye.